last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Now, seven Palestinian children, a group of seven, arrived in Ireland from Gaza in the last few days in need of urgent medical care. It was the fifth medical evacuation mission of its kind, and here to tell us about the operation to get them into Irish hospitals is Niall O'Keefe, Head of International and Migration at the Irish Red Cross. Niall, thanks so much for coming in to speak to us about this. And before we talk about what was undoubtedly a very difficult mission for all involved, can I begin by asking you how the seven children brought here in the past few days are doing?
So far, they're doing well. They're getting their initial treatment. They're being getting their initial medical assessment. That's been going on for the last few days. They were all able to travel here, which was really positive. And there's always a risk when you identify people who are desperately in need and then they are not able to travel. So thankfully they were able to travel. But they're here now and they're able to get the treatment, and the medical teams are engaging with them in different places. So that's working out positive for them.
And clearly we won't go into the specifics, but can you tell us in general terms, like, are the injuries or the treatments that they're receiving, are they for injuries suffered as a result of the conflict, or just the fact that they can't get the medical treatment that they need where they are?
Exactly, both of those two things. So I suppose the background and the context was that the World Health Organization in 2024 identified over 10,000 children in Gaza, and that number has gone up significantly since then. But 10,000 children who were not able to get treatment for long-term illnesses in Gaza because of the collapse of the health system. And then people, children who are being injured and so on, or maybe who have been injured over long term but no longer able to get that treatment. So there's a variety of circumstances and illnesses that the children are experiencing. Unfortunately, there are tens of thousands of children in that situation. A key part of it is that they are not able to get that treatment locally. If they are able to get that treatment locally, best to leave them where they are in their own context and close to their own wider family. So that's part of the process. And the World Health Organization, when they're selecting people on the ground and they're doing that initial registration process, that's one of the key things, is identifying children who need medical treatment and they simply can't get that treatment locally.
And tell us about the operation then itself to bring them here for treatment. A very difficult process, I assume, and one that involves a lot of moving parts.
Yes, it is. And there's quite a few people involved in it. And it's a credit to all of the teams that have been involved in it over the last few weeks and planning to make sure that it works and it works well. And fortunately, it did. There are, like I said, the World Health Organization on the ground in Gaza, and they do that initial identification of children, which is really, really important. And people go through that process. And then online remotely, there is an Irish medical team who are engaging with the families then to identify. The needs are huge, so there's no question about identifying who are in need, but it's identifying the level of capacity that we have in Ireland to respond and to see what is the best match in that way. And once those families and those children are selected then, and that's a very slow and it has to be a very thorough process as well for everybody involved. There's a huge process in logistical operation of getting them from Gaza out through Israel and into Jordan. And there's different local authorities that are involved and responsible for different things. So permissions are required from each of those local authorities. Different organizations, the World Health Organizations, other UN organizations involved in it. And then they get to Jordan. And that's probably the key point there, where the initial kind of assessment can be undertaken to make sure that the children are able to then travel to Ireland, because that's involving a flight, which can be traumatic enough. So the Department of Foreign Affairs, the Department of Health, the Department of Justice, ourselves and the Irish Red Cross, all working together with local authorities as well to make this work. And unfortunately for all of the families that it has worked for, they managed to arrive here just in the last few days.
Yeah, a long and a difficult journey by the sounds of it for a fit and healthy adult. Mm. But for a child who is unwell, even more difficult and traumatic. Are they allowed to bring family members or any sort of a support network with them?
Yes, they are allowed to bring just their immediate family members. unfortunately, and like it's the case for those groups who have come here already, those families who've come here already, and some who've come last week, some of their families have been lost due to the conflict and some of their family members. So, and that's very, very difficult for the children. Some of them, simply lost their siblings or one of their parents or something like that. And that's part of the trauma that they are experiencing. But it's important that they are able to bring a carer. And then it's important if they have one or two siblings or whatever it is that they're able to bring those, and so that the family has tried to keep the family together as much as possible.
And clearly that's very important when it comes to recovery too. Is there a pathway then for these children to stay in Ireland after they've received their treatment? And if so, can their family stay with them too? Or how does that aspect of it work?
And I suppose the initial point or the initial phases, and we're still probably in the initial phases, like it's where families themselves are getting that treatment and they're stabilising their own situation. And like I know from meeting the families who have arrived there already, I met one of the parents there recently, and she was talking, or they were talking to me about, you know, the change that had made, the difference that had made to their daughter, who was only 6 or 7 years old, but now she was able to cycle around the place and she was hassling the parents for a bicycle. And, you know, 6 months prior to that, she didn't have anything like that energy. Like, so this is very much where what's in front of the families who have arrived now is getting over the trauma of dealing with, like, your very sick children and the context that they are, and trying to get access to normal healthcare and get a level of stabilisation. The longer term for them, like the visas, officially the visas that they have from the Irish government is for a 3-year period, and that depends very much on their medical situation then after that. That's what was approved by government in the end of 2024 for this programme. So it's very positive for those children. It's really life saving for them. But it's difficult for them to make that transition over to here. And then, for their situation, knowing as well that they have extended family members back in Gaza.
Of course. You've mentioned the government there, and obviously this can't happen without their support. They've been heavily involved at every stage. They have committed to bringing 30 children here, as I understand it, for that urgent medical care. We're now at 27. Do you know if that cap will be increased, or what happens when you reach that number? Because as you say, there are thousands of children. You could probably fill a fleet of flights coming back here for treatment. That's not possible. So what happens when that cap is reached?
There's no decision, and I don't know, I suppose is a short answer to it. When government approved this initiative initially, they provided it for 30 children and an accompanying adult. As you say, the needs are huge, and the difference that it makes to the families who have come here is life-changing. There's no question about it. So it is significant. In many ways, you'd like it to see it increase, for sure. But there are other ways as well, and government are providing aid to Gaza through the Red Cross movement and through other humanitarian mechanisms in Gaza. The situation in Gaza continues to be horrendous. We all know about that. And it will take many, many years for that to come to some level of normality. But the needs are significant. And so I suppose from a humanitarian perspective, we would like to see as much as possible being done for people in Gaza.
Yeah. Finally, then, we're almost out of time. But we do hear of, despite the fact there is a ceasefire in place, we hear about dire situations in Gaza. Your colleagues in the Irish Red Cross and elsewhere would attest to that. Aid shortage is obviously a huge problem. What's it like for people inside the Strip at the moment, can you tell us?
Oh, horrendous, completely. For the last 2 months, you're talking about flooding, you're talking about very cold, harsh climate, you're talking about real continuing to be shortages of food. There is an increased level of food and aid getting in there, in the last couple of months, but nowhere near the levels that are needed. And we know, and the same with the medical care, and the Irish Red Cross is supporting our colleagues in the Palestinian Red Cross and the wider Red Cross movement, Red Crescent, supporting them with medical services that they are providing on the ground, and also with water. It's huge, the level of needs that are there, and that will continue for a long time. It will take quite a, the level of humanitarian crisis is continuing to be as bad as what it was.
Okay, Niall O'Keefe, Head of International and Migration at the Irish Red Cross. Thank you so much for coming in to us.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.